It's not every day you see a case of brucellosis in your practice. The disease is rare in the United States, with only about 120 cases a year. But when you do, it's vitally important to order the right test so you can diagnose properly and treat the disease promptly with appropriate antibiotics. Your patient's health could depend on it. Those who don't receive treatment for brucellosis can go on to develop serious disease that can impact their lives and persist for years. Although brucellosis is mainly a bacterial disease of animals, there are several species of Brucella bacteria known to cause disease in humans. Because the diagnostic test and treatment varies, it is important to properly identify whether a patient is infected with Brucella, and if so, which Brucella is causing disease. There are some distinct risk factors for each of these species of Brucella. When you suspect brucellosis, getting a thorough medical history is an important first step since symptoms can develop anywhere from 5 days to 6 months after exposure. Diagnosing Brucella cannot be done by symptom presentation alone because initial symptoms are nonspecific and resemble other febrile illnesses. A person who is infected with Brucella typically presents with a history of fever, sweats, malaise, anorexia, headache, fatigue, and muscle, joint, or back pain. Approximately 70 to 75% of U.S. brucellosis cases reported annually to CDC are due to the bacterial species Brucella melitensis and Brucella abortus. Most of these cases are associated with consumption of unpasteurized dairy products, such as raw milk and cheese, while traveling internationally to places where brucellosis is endemic in animals. Though acquired outside of the United States, these cases are not diagnosed until after the patient has returned home due to the long incubation period for Brucella. 25 to 30% of the U.S. brucellosis cases are due to bestiaries, and almost all are diagnosed in people who hunt and slaughter feral swine. People usually become infected through contact with blood and fluids from infected swine while dressing the carcass. However, keep in mind that dogs can contract brucellosis from feral swine, and they can then spread the infection to their owners. Although less common in humans, Brucella canis is found in dogs all over the world, including the U.S., and it generally causes mild illness in people. Canine brucellosis can spread to humans by close contact to vaginal secretions, aborted puppies, or urine from infected dogs. Finally, people can become infected with Brucella RB51. A strain of Brucella abortus that is used to vaccinate cattle in the U.S. and other parts of the world. Although RB51 was developed to be less pathogenic, it can cause disease in humans. Human cases of RB51 are most often associated with needle stick exposures while vaccinating cattle, and cases are usually veterinarians or veterinary technicians. And although very rare, recently, the CDC has received notification of 2 human cases of the RB51 associated with consumption of raw milk in the United States this year. Clinical history will help you determine which test you should order to confirm brucellosis. In particular, ask patients if they have traveled internationally, if they hunt, especially feral swine, if they consume unpasteurized milk or milk products recently, if they work in a laboratory, if they vaccinate livestock, or if they've had close contact with animals or animal tissues. Most clinical diagnostic laboratories are able to run serological tests, which detect an antibody response to most of the Brucella species. However, Brucella canis and Brucella RB51 won't show up on serology, so culture is needed to confirm the infection. If your local lab cannot perform culture, contact your state health department for assistance. They can also guide you and assist you to determine the appropriate route of sample submission for a proper diagnosis. Always remember to inform the lab that you suspect brucellosis when submitting a sample. This will ensure the lab staff will take appropriate precautions when performing testing and prevent additional exposures to the bacteria. once brucellosis has been confirmed, start treatment immediately to prevent chronic infection. Treatment for brucellosis is typically a combination of doxycycline and rifampin for at least 6 weeks. Please be aware that when dealing with an RB51 infection, rifampin should not be used as this particular strain is resistant to it. Other antibiotic options can be considered in situations where the patient has contraindications like drug allergies, pregnancy, or if they develop side effects. Remember, if not treated appropriately, the infection can lead to long-term disease associated with arthritis, endocarditis, chronic fatigue, depression, swelling of the liver, or spleen. Visit the CDC Brucellosis website or consult the CDC Brucellosis Reference Guide for more information on the different types of diagnostic tests available, treatment, and how to prevent brucellosis.